Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Nationwide protests in Myanmar against the military's overthrow of the elected civilian government continue today despite a shutdown of the internet for a second consecutive night. Protesters blocked off the street in front of the country's central bank in Yangon despite an increasing presence of military vehicles on the street the day before. Reuters says protesters also blocked train services. Dozens of Buddhist monks took part in Tuesday's protest marches in Yangon. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least nine other people. Coalition spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Wayne Murato said the contractor killed was not an American and that the injured included eight other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Awilia Aldam claimed responsibility for the attack. Nine prominent Hong Kong democracy advocates face trial today on charges of organizing an unauthorized assembly in August of 2019. Among the defendants, veteran octogenarian lawyer and Hong Kong's father of democracy, Martin Lee, and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Other defendants include Lee Chuk-yan.
What we witness is that law become a legal, law become an instrument of political suppression and political prosecution. It is very sad to witness the deterioration of the rule of law in Hong Kong into a rule by fear.
Lee held a banner saying peaceful assembly is not a crime. Shame on political prosecution. An overcrowded bus drove off a bridge and into a canal in central India on Tuesday, killing at least 42 people. This is VOA News. New York's